This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Sorry, guys, man, I got some allergies. Hold on, I got to do the nose blow. I thought I'd have time to do it. Sorry. I got to tell you, man, but it's summer. Not supposed to be having allergies. Not supposed to be on air having mucus and congestion problems. Wonder what things happen. So we roll with it. I gotta tell you, one company that really seems to roll with it is Chipotle. How many times has Chipotle been in the news the past few years? A lot. Well, they're back in the news. This is interesting, though. We can learn something from this. We're being told that these illnesses, or the recent illnesses from Chipotle, were linked to unsafe food storage temperatures. So according to Fox News, Chipotle says it will retrain all restaurant employees on food safety procedures after Ohio health officials said tests tied to one store came back positive for an illness that occurs when food is left at unsafe temperatures. So the company had to close its Powell, Ohio store last month. Remember there was that website, it's a website called iwaspoisoned.com. There's some website out there. It's kind of entertaining, a little scary, but you'll find it fascinating, where people can post if they thought they got food poisoning. And you list the restaurant, you list the location, the address, you list what happened to you. Yeah. I think it makes restaurant owners nervous because a disgruntled employee or an ex-wife or ex-husband, you know, could do you in on that site. But I did notice that this Powell, Ohio store was dinged a lot on that website. And I guess that's how certain authorities were notified. So the company had to close that store last month for cleaning when it came aware of the reported illnesses. Then the store reopened the next day. And then health officials were awaiting tests to determine the source. That's why we didn't, you know, talk about a week or two ago. And then the Delaware General Health District said Thursday that food samples from the store tested negative for Clostridium perfringens. I never was able to in medical school pronounce these correctly, so please don't expect me to be able to pronounce them after medical school. So C. perfringens or Clostridium perfringens could be found in the stool. And it releases a toxin. And Tracy Whitaker of the health district says 5 of 6 stool samples came back positive. These are stool samples of people affected. Now, the health district says no specific food source has been identified. So they can't say if it was the tomato or if it was the lettuce or if it was the carne asada. They can't say that. Now, Chipotle CEO Brian Nickel said that the retraining will start next week and the daily routine will be augmented. The company has been working to recover from food scares since 2015. Sales went plunging. Shares of Chipotle dropped yesterday as well. So, we talked about food and how we're, you know, what we're supposed to keep our food temperature at. This isn't just restaurants. This is also your house. You know, what temperature is your refrigerator? Oh, I don't know either. We installed the refrigerator when we moved into my house a couple years ago. I lowered the dial to whatever the gentleman told me to. And then that's it. I don't look. I mean, you know, I look at the crisper to see if there's any, you know, snacks for me. And maybe I go get ice from the freezer. And if everything feels cold, I'm fine with it. I mean, that's a... So apparently our refrigerator temperature needs to be at or below 40 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius. I know we got a lot of people into the whole Celsius thing and show-offs. What should your freezer be? Well, your freezer should be at freezing temperature, below zero. So pretty easy. 40 and zero. Zero for the freezer, 40 for the fridge. Yeah, sometimes my milk is icy. That's too cold. Now, I remember my mom used to yell at me because she would want me to put the leftovers into the fridge. And the leftovers were warm or hot or whatever, you know, because we just ate. And she's like, no, wait till they cool down. Well, then I'm going to forget. You know, I'm going to be doing homework. I'm going to be asleep. And so I would start, you know, putting the leftovers into the fridge. I'm like, you want to know why am I letting something cool down? Why don't I just throw it in the refrigerator? Well, the problem is now it's eliciting heat. It could temporarily raise the temperature of the refrigerator. Now microbes could grow. And then as you lower the refrigerator, some of them could maybe stay dormant. So there's really an art to what we're doing with a refrigerator. According to the FDA, they want us to refrigerate and freeze perishables right away. Stick to the 2-hour rule for leaving items needing refrigeration out at room temperature. Never allow meat, poultry, seafood, eggs, or produce or other foods that require refrigeration to sit at room temperature for more than 2 hours. Now, how long does it take you guys to celebrate Thanksgiving? Oh, man, it's ridiculous. Well, you know, in our family, granted, we got football going on. So we're going to eat. Then what we do is we put the food out. Because when halftime comes, usually the Cowboys are playing on, you know, Thanksgiving. Then we can eat at halftime. So that food sits out for 3-4 hours easy. That's a no-no. Check the storage directions on your labels. Many items other than meats, vegetables, dairy products need to be kept cold. Use your ready-to-eat foods as soon as possible, like your luncheon meats, etc. The longer your lunch meats are stored in the refrigerator, the more of a chance you get Listeria. And remember how Listeria killed a bunch of people a few years back? That's a bacteria that causes really nasty illnesses, and they will grow if your refrigerator temperature ends up creeping above 40 degrees. Any food that looks or smells spoiled, please throw it out because you don't want mold. Mold is very dominant in a refrigerator. All right. And then, even if it doesn't look, smell, or taste spoiled, and you're like, oh, dang, somebody unplugged the refrigerator. Well, just plug it in super quick. 5-second rule. No. All right? Don't just trust the smell. All right? And don't forget your check your expiration dates. Dr. Rudy Manthe joins us in the next segment. We're going to talk about the state of blind children in the United States and the Nevada Blind Children's Foundation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason who was working the dials, but we really do appreciate you guys tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So, some of the latest numbers are showing there are 62,500 blind children or children who do not have legally acceptable eyesight. And I believe that number is underreported. And we don't get to talk about our children as much as we should. And joining us today, which I'm really excited about, is Dr. Rudy Manthe, board-certified ophthalmologist, president, board of directors of the Nevada Blind Children Foundation. Dr. Manthe, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Great, great. Yes, can you kind of share with us what about these statistics? I mean, how common is childhood blindness?
It's hard in this state, especially to give a percentage. But right now, there's estimated about There's about 108,000 blind or visually impaired individuals in the state of Nevada, with about 14,000 to 15,000 children, about 3,200 age 5 and under, and about 11,000 between 5 and 17. One of the biggest problems is that if, in fact, you had a blind child, or you have a blind or visually impaired child, if, in fact, you lived in Nevada and you had the resources, you'd leave, because there are no resources mm-hmm. other than what we've been able to provide, which is really more tutoring and some basic resources. You'd leave the state. So what we have is actually even a number that really doesn't statistically support what it would be across the nation.
I mean, how are services across the nation? I'm under the impression that Nevada is not alone in there not being adequate services throughout the country.
Well, we're one of five states that does not have a dedicated school for the blind. Mm. So, and of those five states, we are definitely the most densely populated state that does not have provide services. And so it's very sad. And that's kind of what our mission is right now, is to change it. I'm an ophthalmologist, and I came on the board a couple of years ago with a specific goal. Is to create a school, and we've opened school as of June, and so we now have the facility, and we're looking as far as starting the preschool a year from now. Because right now there is no preschool that can actually be able to handle blind or visually impaired children. So there's even parents that have blind or visually impaired children, and you're going to realize most people families are both of them working. There's no place for the kids to go, and the real critical thing is that by age three, a child's brain is about 80% developed already, and 90% by five. And the thing of it is that if there's no school, there's no resources to take these children from birth and be able to prepare them for the only system that we have, which is Clark County school system, and they're only capable of handling about 400 kids, and so they have to ration what services they have. So they identify what kids they think have the best chance of making it through the system and provide the resources for them, and the other ones practically get very little, if anything.
Exactly.
So it's not a system that works, and it's a system that for example, nationally, 70% of blind children basically end up being unemployed. Mm-hmm. And there's a school in Phoenix that we kind of mirror off of. Their statistics is 7%. So they provide the education, and they empower the kids to believe that they can do this. And it's incredible when you do that. But you have to start
early,
when they're born. Because the reality of it is that if you don't do this and you don't get them ready, and statistically, if we have these kids by second grade, reading at a second grade level, the likelihood is that they're going to graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. And then if from high school going to secondary school. And so the thing of it is you need to be able to start at that age to get them ready so that they can be in the school system, because there's a lot of social skills that are important for these kids to not be isolated. I mean, initially, you want them together so that they bond, they support each other. But the reality of it is a lot of it is a socialization, so they're part of the community. And you don't isolate them, and you don't separate them from everybody else, because it's an impairment that they learn to deal with if you give them the right resources. But other than that, mm-hmm. They can do and almost anything else anybody else can do. And one of our board members, who actually works with the VP of financing with one of the larger resorts, and he's incredible. But he's very clear. He's lucky that he was born and lived in California, because they have all the resources there to provide the kids to be able to empower themselves to become accomplished and do whatever they feel that they want to do. I mean, we had one child, a 10-year-old, and we were in-servicing him, and we asked him essentially, what do you want to do? You know, most 10-year-olds, I want to be a policeman, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. He said, I want to be able to ride on a bus. So, I mean, the whole thing about it, you need to empower these kids to feel that they can get and go to wherever they can, but it gets back to the same thing. You've got to provide the education, the services to do that.
And for those of you joining us,
we're all about.
For those of you joining us, we're speaking with Dr. Rudy Manthe, board-certified ophthalmologist, president, board of directors of Nevada Blind Children Foundation. What is the number one cause of these that's causing childhood blindness?
Well, you know, there's two etiologies. One is the one that they're born with the disorder, and retinopathy mm-hmm. of prematurity, for example, for the premature babies is a significant one. Stevie Wonder, for example, who's just mm-hmm. here, had retinopathy
yes.
prematurity. There's tumors. There's also central nervous system disorders that create multiple system issues that also affect a part of the brain, the occipital cortex, which causes that to not to develop. And some of these kids basically have not just one impairment, but multiple impairments. There are
right.
other things that, you know, like albinism, which is, you know, you're more aware mm-hmm. of, but congenital glaucoma, for example, is one that can cause a child to lose their vision very quickly. Trauma is another one, but the big ones are really as far as the hereditary ones and the ones for like retinopathy or prematurity.
You know, you brought up an interesting point that kind of brings up another topic. You know, when we grew up, we played with toys, we used our hands a lot, even with books, and there were a variety of other ways to learn. And now it's so computer driven. Children are learning on tablets. At school, children have to read off their computer. And so not only are these blind children at a disadvantage, you know, from a learning perspective, being young, but now that everything is so computer-driven, how do they compete with others when later they do have to enter the workforce?
Well, the thing about it is the technology goes the other way, too. I mean, you've got phones now that actually will be able to take a look at an image and tell the individual what that is.
Yes.
So that's actually a positive. The problem is that the resources, and for example, we call it low vision. The resources necessary for low vision tools and things like that, they're incredible, but they're very expensive. The bottom line is somebody has to pay for it.
Right.
And the systems that we have set up in the state really has no resources to be able to do that. One of the things that I am doing right now, and I have gone up to the governor's office and going to try to legislate and get in the governor's budget,
mm-hmm.
is to become part of the education system to provide the services to be able to support that. Because we're looking at both the private sector and the public sector as partnering in this in order to be able to accomplish this for the kids. But you're right. I mean, the thing about it is if you don't create the environment for these kids to be at a certain point at a certain age, second grade we're looking at right now, they're destined to fail. And the problem is that all these kids at age.
Well, I think we might have lost. Oh, I think we lost a signal. We'll see if we can get Dr. Rudy Manthe to join us again. But, you know, for those of you that want to help, in Nevada especially, we have the Nevada Blind Children's Organization, NVBLINDchildren.org. Please check them out. You know, anything you can do to help. But, you know, having five states in our phenomenal country that do not have a school, we're talking whole entire states not having a school for our blind children, that unfortunately doesn't, that doesn't fly. And if we could get Dr. Manthe back, we will. But that was Dr. Manthe, board-certified ophthalmologist. Very interesting. I trained with his family when I was a medical student. So, you know, we're all in our 30s still, by the way. Can I just say that? We're still really, really young. Really young. But I remember training with him years ago. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we will get to some of your phone calls, your emails. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about what happened in New Haven. They're saying that it wasn't just K2 or spice. It looks like there was also fentanyl on board. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump could pull more security clearances and word his next target, Obama-era employees at the Department of Justice.
They should be looking at Bruce Orr and his wife, Nellie, for dealing with, by the way, indirectly Russians. They should be looking at Steele.
The president speaking on the White House lawn. Jurors in Paul Manafort's trial off for the weekend. They debate for 15 hours over 2 days and still no verdict. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign advisor, he faces 18 counts of bank and tax fraud, jurors sending the judge a note on day one asking 4 questions, including clarification on what reasonable doubt means. And former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan has died. He was 80.
I hope next time one is dealing with a broader threat to the international community, one will wait and seek the approval of the Security Council.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were talking about the passing of Aretha Franklin this week, may she rest in peace, and how it's believed she had pancreatic cancer, and she had been successfully managing her diabetes from what we understand. So we spent some time talking about diabetes and pancreatic cancer. We were also talking about cancer cases rising. Some of you have called in, left messages on the answer line. Let's go to some of those right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I was calling. My name's Ed. I was calling because my question was, are some of these cancers and different things that are occurring, is it the chemicals we're being exposed to and the pesticides and things in the water, and is it just possible that it's the things that are contaminating the environment that are causing some of these diseases and cancers? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. And thank you for your call. Sorry we weren't live when you called in. Yeah, this is where we're going to get paranoid. I think there's a lot of things around us that could be carcinogenic. You know what I mean? We talk about, you know, tobacco. Somebody could be smoking next to us. We could be picking up third-hand smoke. We talked about first-hand smoke is you smoking. Second-hand smoke is standing next to somebody smoking. Third-hand smoke is picking it up from the drapes or clothes of somebody nearby you. All of those could be carcinogenic. We got UV light, radon gas, right? There's viruses, some we don't even know of, that could cause cancer. Certain medical treatments, they say, can put us at risk for DNA changes. Apparently there's exposures that could happen at the workplace, household exposures even. There could be chemicals in your house. And, you know, pollution. We forget about pollution. There was a study coming out today about our air quality. Our air quality is not that good. So we are constantly at risk, more at risk than our caveman brethren. So absolutely, you're right. You know, now the problem is, well, what chemicals? I mean, I am like right now in the studio surrounded by chemicals. There's plastics and metals and all sorts of things, you know. I even have Starburst candy. Starburst candy, I mean, should be safe, right? But, you know, am I really surrounded by nature? Am I outside in a forest with streams and fish swimming by me? No, I'm in an artificial environment. I got cars and buildings and smog right outside my door. We created this world, and hopefully our bodies have adapted. And if Darwin was right, now, and we, you know, have survival of the fittest, then those of our bodies, those of us with bodies who could combat cells that go rogue because of all these new exposures, we'll be able to make progeny that could combat them as well. The only thing is again, we can't say definitively what's going on. I mean, I know two people who wouldn't have even thought had risk factors for cancer, and both of them, very close to each other, got cancer. Almost same area of the body. So, you know, you have to think there's some sort of an exposure. You know, or do the majority of us have cells that go rogue, and it's just the wrong place at the wrong time when they, you know, take over? The only thing that really is unsettling is these two people, very good people, are very healthy people. Healthy weights, healthy activity, healthy diet. You don't smoke, don't drink, don't have major exposures. And so anything that could affect your DNA, whether it's sunlight, whether it's a chemical, whether it's a toxin, whether it's a virus, can put you at risk. So it's the government's job, whether it's through a national toxicology program or an international agency for research on cancer or the FDA or the EPA, their job is to make sure that whatever products we purchase at a store or we use or put under our arms or bathe with or, you know, spray on our hair isn't going to be carcinogenic. But my problem with all of this is we're looking at individual chemicals, and we might be looking at groups of chemicals, but what about the mixtures? You know, what do I do when I wake up? So I wake up, right, and I got the cats on the bed and the dog, yeah, one of the dogs. So, I got animals, and they could be bringing something in. Then early morning smog comes in. I open the window to get some fresh air, and the fresh air is usually smog. Then I get to the bathroom, and then I take a shower. And I don't know what could be coming through the pipes in terms of the steam, but I take a nice hot shower. Actually, I work out first, and then I take a shower. Then I put my makeup on, and a lot of it. You guys have seen, I need a lot of makeup. All right. Then, depending on if I washed my hair that morning or not, okay, I have all the hair products I put on there. Then I have to put on some lipstick. Then I eat, and, you know, the lipstick obviously gets in me. Oh, yeah, I brush my teeth. You're not supposed to swallow the toothpaste, but I do. I swallow the toothpaste. So I do that. Then I grab whatever is in my fridge. Is it a Lego Miego? I don't know, whatever the heck. I try to eat something natural for breakfast, but not all the time. Then I go outside, so there's sunlight, whatever. I get into my car that probably has dust because, you know, Vegas can be pretty dusty. Then I get to work. If I'm exposed to patients or if I'm exposed to, you know, other people, I could get exposed to a virus. I mean, does anybody study all the mixture of everything? The combination. Do we know if you spray hairspray and wear certain types of lipstick, but go out into the sun for 15 minutes, then bleach your hair on Saturday, go and get your nails done, then eat a processed TV dinner, could the combination of that be too much for one single cell? That we haven't studied. And so my suspicion is whatever we're doing individually is fine. But there could be just some of us that do too much. I mean, my hair is dyed. I'm not a natural blonde. I think the majority of you guys, you know, I mean, not, well, you shouldn't know that for sure, but you, obviously, I had dark hair when I was younger, so I dye my hair to be blonde, okay? That's chemicals. Now, we haven't really seen that people who dye their hair are more at risk for cancer, but then almost every woman dyes her hair. So are cancer cases rising? Well, yeah, we are being told the cancer cases globally are rising. However, more of us are surviving. In 2018, they say an estimated 1,700,000 new cases of cancer are going to be diagnosed in the United States, and 600,000 people will die of cancer. The most common is breast, lung cancer, prostate, colon, rectal, melanoma, bladder, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, kidney, renal pelvis cancer, endometrial leukemia, pancreatic cancer, thyroid cancer, and liver cancer. The number of new cases is 439 cases per 100,000 men and women. And the mortality, how many people die, is 163 per 100,000 men or women. Mortality is higher among men. They may wait longer to be taken, you know, be seen, or maybe the cancer becomes more vicious. But we are surviving longer. So why are cancer rates rising? Is it all the chemicals? Is it all the exposure? Or is it that we're living longer and we're not dying of a heart attack? Heart attacks used to get us in our 40s and 50s. Now that we're doing so well keeping our cholesterol at bay with medications and blood pressure and sugar, maybe cancer cases would have always been high. It's just we're now living longer to see it. Also, we have more and more more and more people becoming American, more and more of a population. So if the population is growing, then yes, we're going to have a higher sample size and we'll have more numbers. We also have more people go to the doctor. People used to not. They used to get sick. They used to die. Nobody would report it, write it down, whatever. They would just say, oh, the person died in their sleep. Now, you know, more of us go in and get seen, and so we're counted more. So there's a whole variety of reasons of why we have more cancer cases. So we don't have to be paranoid and scared that it could be something we're doing. But I think we need to be very cautious. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember a bunch of people overdosed in New Haven Park? And one at a single park. Apparently 76 patients, right? We were told the other day, had OD'd on synthetic marijuana. And so some of the first responders gave Narcan, because when you see somebody drop, it doesn't hurt to try to reverse a suspected opioid overdose. If they end up not having opioids on board, it's not going to hurt them from what we understand. So
when we do in our life support training, if you have somebody that looks completely unconscious, you can try some Narcan. I mean, as long as they're having to pulse and breathing and all that, or if their breath is starting to drop, so you can at least reverse a possible opiate overdose because you don't have time to wait for a tox screen. So we were told that some of these people that were obtunded or comatose or completely out were not responding to the Narcan. And then we came to learn that many of these people had overdosed on spice, synthetic marijuana, so that makes sense. That's why it didn't work. But now we're being told that many of them may have also ingested fentanyl. Dr. Catherine Hawk, an emergency room physician at Yale New Haven Hospital, where many victims were treated, told the New Haven Register that the DEA confirmed the presence of fentanyl. But an official with the Office of Emergency Management told the news outlet that one joint taken from a victim was not laced with any opioid. So, Hawk said the DEA used toxidrome to determine whether fentanyl was present, which is what a person looks like rather than what they think they took. So fentanyl, as we've discussed before, is 50 times more potent than heroin and 100 times more potent than morphine. It is one of the strongest things out there. You know, I never prescribed fentanyl because it was something that the cancer doctors would use or the pain management doctors would use, and being a family doctor, that was beyond my scope. I did have patients who were using fentanyl lollipops and fentanyl patches that they had gotten from their other doctors. And their other doctors would manage the narcotics because in our state, it was frowned upon for a patient to have multiple doctors prescribe them pain medication. So they had to sign contracts with their pain doctor to only go to one person, which I was fine with because I'm not a pain management specialist. So, you know, I did have patients on fentanyl, and it blew my mind how powerful it was. But these were people with recalcitrant, back pain or cancer pain, etc. And so this was something that I learned about in the 90s when I was in training, and it, you know, blew my mind how strong it was. And, you know, a lollipop, well, you're not taking the whole dose at once. Obviously, it takes a while to lick a lollipop. So, you know, same thing with a patch. There's a sustained release. But what we need to realize is when people do this recreationally, they're not doing sustained release sometimes. Or they're not trying to, you know, slow dose and spread it out. They may be doing it all at once. And if fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin and people OD on heroin, you just exponentially rose your chance of an OD. Now, synthetic marijuana is plant material that is sprayed with chemicals that mimic a high from real marijuana. And synthetic marijuana can make you have some real wacky behaviors that regular marijuana doesn't. So people will say, well, if it's, you know, fake marijuana, it shouldn't be as dangerous. It's more dangerous. Marijuana may actually be safer. It is safer than somebody spraying chemicals to make you feel loopy and make you feel high, and it has nothing to do with marijuana. But people could smoke it. It could look like they're smoking pot, which is legal in some states. Fortunately, we have a lot of overdoses. There was even another incident, apparently, on the green, they say, on July 4th. So according to Dr. Sten Vermund, there's so much garbage that's being sold, and you can call it whatever you want to call it. Even the drug dealers don't know. That's the other thing, too. They're mixing and they're lacing and they're calling it new stuff. You know, people want to push product. Or these dealers, they want to push product. And they need their product to stand out. If you guys haven't seen Breaking Bad, it really gives you an education. You really see the business side of the meth business. And, yeah, you see the drug dealing side. You see the dangerous, violent side. But the main actor, all right, that Bryan Cranston, who's a chemistry teacher, approaches it like anybody else would approach a business. You have supply, you have demand, you have distribution, you have marketing, you have a whole variety of aspects, right, to this. Whether you're trying to push a Cabbage Patch doll or a pet rock or a new video game or drugs, They use the same marketing principles. And you need there to be demand. And you can't lie to them. If you say, oh, yeah, this is the fancy new stuff. This has, and the customer doesn't like it, that customer's not going to buy anymore. I mean, you could be a real, real bad guy, a real, real bad girl. You cannot push a product if somebody doesn't want it. They need somebody to actively and willingly purchase what you have. So they have to actually make a product that people want. And why would they want their product if they could get product from so many other places? Well, because yours is different. It has all these little fancy little twists to it. Now, are the people making these drugs scientists, board-certified physicians, pharmacologists? Probably not. Breaking Bad, yeah, there was a science teacher involved, chemistry teacher, but no. The average people go, well, why don't we try this? Why don't we try this? Does that mean they know what it's going to do to your heart? What it's going to do to your brain? Do they care? No. They don't have to sell warnings. They don't have to because, you know, they're not going to be sued. You're buying an illegal drug. All they have to do is give you the high that you're requesting. They don't care about the after stuff. And so what's frightening is, I guess a bunch of people were dropping in broad daylight. People in the park, kids, watch these victims collapse. Luckily, no deaths reported. We're being told six people were suffering life-threatening symptoms. Now they said that two had suffered life-threatening symptoms. Police said they did arrest 37-year-old Felix Melendez, who was out on parole prior to his arrest, according to New Haven Register. He's believed to be connected to at least some of the overdoses in the park. So, New Haven Police Chief Anthony Campbell told WVIT-TV, do not come to the green and purchase this K2. It is taking people out very quickly. People having respiratory failure, don't put your life in harm. Paramedics and police remained in the park throughout the week. Officials said victims' blood samples were being tested to see exactly what they ingested. And Rick Fontana, the city's emergency operations director, said that an antidote widely used in opioid overdoses was given to some victims at the park, did not seem to be effective. And a big concern is you start giving Narcan, which may be in short supply in certain areas of the country, now you put other people at risk who actually have opioid overdoses. So this is a mess. You know, people used to get high and, you know, yeah, they used to overdose. And this is something that, you know, we've seen in the 50s and 60s and stuff. That's not necessarily new. But what's new is that we have more numbers. We have people doing it right in front of others. Walmart, parking lots, people are ODing. Because they could be in their car. They feel they have the privacy of their own car. They could do what they need to, hide it from the cameras. And then, unfortunately, we're having people trying to resuscitate people in parking lots crying out loud. That's why this is different. 1-877-DR-DALLY, we'll be right back.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.